Today is November 16th, 1994, and I'm here in the Oral History Studio at Ellis Island with Malvine Feinberg. Mrs. Feinberg came from Belgium in 1941 when she was 23 years old. She arrived at Ellis Island with her husband and her three-month-old baby. Well, I'm very happy that you're here, and I know we have a limited time for this interview, so we'll try to move quickly.
Yes.
Perhaps you can tell me what it was that led up to your leaving Belgium.
Well, we left Belgium because of Hitler, and we went through France and had my baby in France. Then we went to Portugal, where we sailed to America.
Did you stay in France for a while?
6 months.
And you were, had you had any first-hand experiences with the with Hitler or with the rise?
No. We always were ahead. My husband was in the army, though, in the Belgian army. And I fled with my parents-in-law, and we were reunited in the south of France.
I see. So, did you? Is that where you had your baby, in the south of France?
Yes. In Marseille. Yes.
And so, okay, do you remember? Do you remember the departures, the actual leavings, when you left Belgium, when you left France?
Well, Belgium was invaded on May 10th, and the city of Antwerp was bombed, and we left for the coast, and from there, as we heard that Hitler was advancing, we left Belgium over to France. And as Hitler was advancing, we moved on until we got to the south of France, and they had this sort of armistice, and it was a demarcation line. And there we stayed and waited till I heard from my husband and was reunited with him. And there my baby was born. And a few months later, we left France, and we went to Portugal, and we sailed from there.
I see. Now, had your husband been in the Belgian army up until the time you actually left? I mean,
he was in the army when we left. We lost each other for 3 months until we were reunited.
Okay, and so you left from Portugal. What do you remember about the either before you left or the actual voyage?
What, on from Portugal?
Yeah.
Well, Portugal was very good already. We stayed 3 weeks in Portugal waiting for the boat, and we left on the American liner, the Excalibur, and we were first class. This was a very good trip. I mean, no problems.
Can you describe the accommodations on ship?
Oh, I had a very good accommodation. First class, we had two cabins, one for my in-laws and one for my husband and myself and the baby. And the food was very good, naturally. And it took 10 days.
Were there steerage passengers on that ship?
I don't know. I don't think so. Maybe. I don't know. I really wouldn't know. No, we had a very good trip.
Well, were a lot of the people who were sailing with you, were they people who were also fleeing?
Oh, yes, sure, of course, yes.
So so you must have felt wonderful to be, I mean, to have gotten away and to be
on route.
Of course,
very happy, and happy when we arrived here. I had a brother waiting for me, and then we were called back. They called baby Alan Feinberg back on board ship. And we went to the immigration, and they said, your baby wanted to enter the United States illegally. You have to go to Ellis Island. We will not separate the baby from the parents, and we both had to go.
Well, could you describe what happened when the ship came into the harbor?
Yes.
Did you see the Statue of Liberty?
Yes, it was a thrill. That was a big thrill, yes, yes.
And then the ship went to Battery Park. Landed.
I suppose so, yes, yes.
And then
and we got off, and we were met by family and friends, and I was we were about to get into the car to go to the city when the announcement came over the loudspeaker, and we had to go back.
So you were about to get into the car, and you heard this.
That's right. That's right. And then they said that if we get to Ellis Island before 3 o'clock, we would still have the hearing. But we got there naturally after 3 o'clock and had to stay overnight.
Oh. How, describe your impression of Ellis Island when you got here.
I was very sad and I cried all night long. And I was with my baby alone in a room with 8 beds and a crib. Because the men and women were separated, naturally, as you know. And the next morning, when I asked when the hearing would start, the matron said to me, what boat did you come on? And I said, the Excalibur. She said, well, we are 3 days late. You have to wait. And I was very upset. And I said to my husband, I was crying. And I can see now this man opening the door, 9 o'clock sharp, and called for the first hearing, Alan Baby Feinberg. And we were called in. And there was a judge. And we were questioned and had to swear that it was our baby. And so on and so forth. Then my sister-in-law came. And they told her she was responsible to take the baby to the post office and have him fingerprinted. We went to the main post office on 34th Street. We came up. They said, can we help you? And my sister-in-law said, we have to register this baby and fingerprint him. He said, who sent you here? We said, the immigration. He said, well, don't fingerprint babies. So my husband said, just give us a piece of paper to tell that we were here. And that was it. And then we went on home.
What sense did you ever make of why this happened with your
baby? I said, you know, the consulate in Marseille said everything was in order, that the baby's name should be on the passport. And when we got to Portugal, my husband went to the consulate, to the boat company, and they said everything was in order. So I mentioned that to the immigration officer, and he said, my dear lady, if you would know what the consulate in Europe doesn't know, you were supposed to know, you'd be surprised.
Did you ever figure it out?
No.
No.
Uh-huh. Just that we had a visa, and I suppose it's because the child did not have a visa, but I was told that he did not need a visa. Right. He just had to be on the mother's passport. Uh-huh. That's it.
Well, it may have had to do with smuggling babies.
No, I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I don't think so. I really don't know. I really don't know, and I didn't care anymore because we were safe.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Well, what are your feelings about Ellis Island? I mean, it's certainly
well, it
a
was
mix.
At that time, it was very clean. I had a room to myself. It was not bunks like we saw on the movies. We had beds. And food was good and clean, but we just stayed overnight, and I had dinner the night before and breakfast, and that was it.
What about the other people who were here at the time you were? Did you meet anybody?
No, not really. I was too busy with my baby. Yeah. Oh. I was too busy with my baby. Yeah. And upset, naturally, so we had no...
Uh-huh. And how is it for you seeing Ellis Island now, after all these years?
Well, naturally, it brings back memories. Yeah. It brings back memories. It was a very unhappy day for a first day in the States, but I got over it.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And how about the rest of your life? What, just sort of a thumbnail sketch. You went from here. You mentioned you went right to Forest Hills.
No, I went. We didn't have a house yet. I went to my brother in Brooklyn. And then we bought a house in Forest Hills. And then we moved into Forest Hills. Uh-huh. And we lived there ever after.
Uh-huh. And what is Alan Feinberg your only child?
No, I had another son here in the States.
And his name?
William.
William. Uh-huh. And let's see. Is there anything else you can think of about coming here, about living most of your life here, about being an immigrant?
I was young enough to adapt quickly. It's not like the older people was more difficult. My in-laws, for instance, was more difficult to adapt. But I was young enough to adapt, and really my family was here and friends and so on. So this was really my home. I lived longer here than in Europe.
Did you speak English when you came?
Yes. Ah. Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. And my husband did too.
see. Okay. Is there anything else that you can think of before
we close? No, not really. Not really.
Well, I want to thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
It's a pleasure to meet you, and thank you.
And thank you, too.
And now your story will be on tape for posterity here at Ellis Island.
Thank you.
Okay. This is Janet Levine for the National Park Service. I've been speaking with Malvine Feinberg. And it's November 16th, 1994, and I'm signing off.